Thank you very, very much for joining us today. And the date is Yud Gimel Nisan, Tav Shin Pei Gimel, April 4th, 2023. This is Le'ilui Nishmas Izzy Chait of Blessed Memory, Yisrael Meir Ben Yochanan Zichron Libracha. And before we continue in the Orchos Tzadikim, I decided that it was about time to look at the root of what's happening here. Because we're learning all about bitachon and about emunah and about simcha. And a person might say, I'm not a happy person. I don't have so much emunah. I don't have so much bitachon. Maybe I have very little. So what are we supposed to do about that? It occurred to me that we should remind ourselves about what it says in Avos Derebi Nasan, for starters. And by the way, Baruch Hashem L'Yayin Hara, this is number 42. Vod number 42. It's like the letters Mem Beis or Bum, and Vidibarta Bum. Like it says, you should speak Divrei Torah, speak in words of Torah. And that's what really it's all about. It's all about Torah, because if you look in Avos Derebi Nasan, the sixth parak of Avos Derebi Nasan, parak Shishi, it's in the back of the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, after Maseches Avos. And you know what it says here already, probably. It's very famous. But let's read it anyway. What was Rabbi Akiva's beginning? We're aware of it. Amru. So they said about Rabbi Akiva, Ben Arboim Shana Haya. He was 40 years old, the great Rabbi Akiva. Below Shana Klumi. He had not learned any Torah at all. Tamachas one time, Haya Omed Api HaBe'er. He was standing next to a well. Amar, he said, Michakak Evenzo, who carved out this stone? Amru, and they said, Lo Hamayim, isn't it the water? Shetodir Noflim Aleha, that are constantly falling on the stone? It's what we call erosion. B'chol Yom, every single day? So the Nusach, the text, continues, and the Gra brings this part. B'chol Rabbi Akiva Matmiya Alzeh. And Rabbi Akiva was astounded by this. How does water carve out a stone? How does it erode the stone and change the shape of it? Amrulo, they said to him, Akiva, Iata Kore. Don't you know about that pasuk? Avanim shachal kumayim. That stones or rocks, water can grind them away, can erode them. Miyad, immediately. Hi, Rabbi Akiva, don kavachomer Rabbi Atmo. Rabbi Akiva, he judged, he learned the kavachomer all the more so. An inference from a minor to a major premise, we call in fancy terminology. Ma rach pasal es hakoshe. If this is how it was, that a soft item, a relatively soft substance known as water, pasal, the lashon of carving out, like salachosh ne lechosavanim in Parshas Kisisa. Pasal, it carved out. As Hakasha, the soft substance, which is water, was able to erode and to eat away and to carve its way into what's so hard, which is stone. Divrei Torah, so words of Torah, Shakasha Kabarzel, that it's so hard and it's so firm, like iron, it's so powerful, it's so energizing. Al Achas Kama Vakama, all the more so. Shechakaku, that they will carve out, they will etch through Eslibi, my heart, Shehu Basar Adam, which is just flesh and blood. Miyad Chazar Lilma Torah. So right away he went back and started learning Torah. The Balei Musar bring this Avos Derebi Nasan, and I was reading to it from Avos Derebi Nasan, the sixth Perek, and Beis, and Rabbi Saul Solanter, the Balei Musar said, Yishpoch Harbe Mayim. Or Mayim Harbe. What we need to do is to pour a lot of water on our hearts. And that's the Torah. The Torah can go ahead and erode the negative midos, and it can bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doing Avanim Shachal Kumayim. So when we keep learning, we stay with it, especially when it comes to learning Musar about Emunah and Bitachon and Simcha, it does have an impression on us, and it changes us. It actually changes the shape of that stone. And then we're able to embrace proper mitos and to be able to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu this way. So with that in mind, we continue with our study of Orach HaTzaddikim about Amuna and Bitachon. And the Orach HaTzaddikim tells us, when a person reaches a level of simcha, and we've already said before that when we start with Amuna, we, in our minds, we formulate and understand the ideas of Hashem's presence, Hashem's awareness, Hashem's omnipotence. And then we move on to Bitachon. We put it into practice, and we can apply it to situations. We can fulfill Lo Sira Mehem, to be fearless as we go into our Avodas Hashem each day. That brings us to a level of Simcha, which is an emotion. The Oz Matzliach B'chol Derachav, the Orach HaTzaddikim tells us, then the person is successful in all of his ways. Now, how could we say such a rash statement? Something so, such a sweeping statement. Matzliach B'chol Derachav? Yes, because when a person is in a state of Simcha, the person's mind is clear and straight and directed, as it will develop in front of us. V'tov tamav, the person's reasonings are on target. It makes sense what the person is thinking. A person is able to reason and is able to deal with and to analyze situations properly with the midah of simcha. Because as we see, it opens up the person's cognitive powers. His intellectual abilities are opened up with the midah of simcha. V'shaleach HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ruach HaKodesh Bekirbo. And Hashem sends a Holy Spirit in the person's midst. What does that mean? What do you mean? Isn't Ruach HaKodesh something that's so rare? Ruach HaKodesh, divine intuition, perception of some otherworldly type of understanding. No, no, no. It does not mean that. Ruach HaKodesh. Remember, we have we say in davening, in Slichos, every Jew has Ruach HaKodesh. Yes, there are different dimensions, different meanings of it, different levels. We all have Ruach HaKodesh. It's the Spirit of Hashem. It's the Tzelem Elokim that's inside of us. So what happens is that when a person works very hard on the Midah of Simcha, Sholeach HaKodesh Baruch Hu Ruach HaKodesh Bekirbo, Hashem assists that person, and Hashem Kaviyochel does his part and sends a dose of Ruach HaKodesh, a spirit of holiness, of sanctity, and of otherworldliness, of perception, in the midst of that person's being. Believe, O Sameach, and the person's heart is also ecstatic, is full of that inner joy. We learned a few weeks ago that the definition of Simcha from the Malbim is a joy that is Livois, it's in the heart, Panimis, that's inside the person, Tamidis, and it's constant. At least for its time, it's consistent. That person has simcha in the person's heart. Libo samer. That was the Malbim's definition I was reading to you. And the person becomes full of love to Hashem, to the Holy One, blessed be, because the person's emotions have been activated in the positive mode of simcha, of optimism, of looking at the positive. And I'm telling myself, every single second, there's so much positive to look at. It's a shifting of the lens of our perception and our perspective on life. V'nafsho k'shura b'gil, the person's soul is tied to celebration. Remember, let's see if you can test yourself. What's the difference between gil or gila on one hand and simcha on the other hand? That's right. That's from a few weeks ago, where the Malbim told us that Gil is the celebration. It's the catalyst, the celebratory event that prompts us to be in a state of Simcha. That's the Lashon of Agila, of Eis Yeti V'libo Uzmano. That's the time and the moment of a person's heart feeling that goodness, that warmth, that positive feeling that prompts that Simcha. It's Be'es Hischadsha HaYeshua, the Malbim had told us. It's when the new salvation comes along, when the deliverance comes. So the Orach HaTzaddikim tells us, when that person becomes full of simcha, when we reach a level that we're optimistic and we look at the positive, when we're upbeat, Livo Samech, and the person is Mismale Abbas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And those celebratory moments, if we use the Malbim's explanation of what Gil is, Gila, those are the catalysts for joy. So to be tied to those, well, let's look at it this way. Our mind is working constantly, and thoughts fly into our head. In fact, years ago we gave a share and we read the Gemara that says one thing that every person experiences each day, if we're a human being, that is thoughts that are sometimes antithetical to Torah, thoughts that are pessimistic, all types of thoughts that are unideal. That's not our fault. It is not our fault when those thoughts fly into our heads. The question is, what do we do with those thoughts? So why does it say in Parsha Shlach, Lo Sasur Achavei Lavavachem? Because it depends what we dwell on, as the Sefer HaChinuch explains. We're not supposed to take those thoughts and cultivate them and encourage them and dwell on them. It's like a seed flies by. Am I going to pick it up and plant it and then work it and help it grow? That is what the Torah is telling us, what we should do with those thoughts that fly into our minds. So let's say by nature, I'm a very negative, pessimistic person. Let's say I'm an anxious person. So I have all these types of thoughts flying through my head every day, all types of worries, and then I have negative memories, chas v'shalom. So what should I do? Nafsho kishura v'gil. What should I do? I should tie my soul. I should unite with gil using the Malbim shot. Think about the positive experiences that have happened. Think about all of those wonderful catalysts for ecstasy that I've experienced in my life. There's so many of them. Umagale lo razim v'chidushim shamayla. And also when a person is besimcha, Hashem steps in kaviyacha and reveals certain secrets and novel thoughts of above, meaning the person is able to graduate to the next level in learning and Torah and Yiras Shemayim and interpersonal relationships and relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's reminding me of what the Maseilas Yesharim says. A person can only be Makadosh Atzmo a little bit, Ma'at, because we're only capable of a small amount comparatively. But Hashem will go ahead and be Makadosh as Harbe. Hashem will do what's really amounting to most of the work. So it says Hashem actually reveals secrets, and we become privy to Torah thoughts and insights that we might not have been able to access if we were depressed or anxious. L'fi shehu yirei Hashem Baruch Hu. Because the person who works on emuna and bitachon and simcha, like we learned in the beginning today, avanim shachu kumayim, like it says in Avos Rebbe Nosson, where we have to try to erode away the negative by pouring on the positive, what happens is that person becomes a Yirei Hashem Baruch Hu. The person really becomes a God-fearing person, the Yashar, and becomes a straight, upright person. We know that Yashrus is an extremely high level of Avodas Hashem. The Nichnas Hatam Bekirvo, and reasoning, the power of reasoning, enters the person. The person is able to think about something, situations that cause anxiety, things that are frightening, reason them out. Let's try to be logical. Zeo Sha'amar Shlomo, and this is what Shlomo HaMelech said. And he's talking about Kabbalah Satorah. Shir Shirim, hey, Pasigvav, Nafshi Yatsa Bedabro, my soul went out when Hashem spoke. What is that all about? If you look in the Tzror HaMor, which is the Pirush, the commentary written by Rabbi Yaakov Melissa, who was the Baal HaNesivos. He wrote the Nesivos HaMishpat, and he wrote a Pirush on the Megillos in his commentary, and he wrote the Tzror HaMor. In the Tzror HaMor, he explains, what does it mean, Nafshi Yatsa Bedabro, my soul left when Hashem spoke? This might be the most popular pshat. It's not just the Tzror HaMor, but I'm using his terminology, his eloquence. Ma'achmas Shebemayim et Har Sinai, because of the fact that at the revelation at Sinai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to all of us, and we still have that collective memory, Nafshi Yatsa, my soul left, which we know that we kind of died when Hashem spoke to us, and then we were resurrected, it was supposed to be that way. Maybe that's why we're all still from today, because it made such an imprint on us. So when Hashem spoke to us, B'mayim et Har Sinai, Nafshi Yatsa, my soul went out. I was clinging to Hashem. That's what happens when the neshama sees its source. B'dabro, when Hashem spoke, b'nistabakti b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I clung and I stuck to Hashem because that happened. Because I experienced that intensity, that communication, that bond with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Konisi be'atmius shali, I acquired in my essence, in my innermost core as a nation, and as every single member of Klal Yisrael, every neshama, kedusha v'ahava l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, sanctity and love to Hashem. That's what it means. Nafshi yotza bedabro. My soul left, meaning my soul clung to Hashem. It stuck to Hashem so much that I still have this devekus, this ability to cling to Hashem. But the Archos Tzadikim cites this as an expression of extreme, intense simcha. It's the ultimate joy to be clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what about the pasuk in Mishlei Chaf Gimel Tezayin? Disalozna chil yosoy, and my kidneys will rejoice, they will dance. Bidaber sefasecha mesharim, in your speaking, you HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when your lips speak of straight, upright ideas of Torah. What's going on here? What's this joy that we're talking about? Well, I bet you're not surprised. We're going to ask you to try to remember from a couple of weeks ago, what is the Shoresh Ayin Lamed Zayin? What type of joy is that? Okay, well, we look back in the Malbim, and I have the Malbim in front of me, and he reminds us, what is Aliza? He says, it's Hasimcha B'Poal. It is active joy, not potential, but kinetic energy joy. Ayide Rikud, through dancing, ura'ada, and moving. Machmas, it's like shaking. Machmas simcha, because of joy. It's a very powerful expression of joy. This pasuk in Mishlei uses that root, alaz, the salozna chil yosoy. Now, what is the deal with chil yosoy, my kidneys? What does kidneys have to do with anything? So we look, I'll just quote you the Gra. The Gra explains in Mishlei, ha'kloyos, Yoatzos. This is metaphoric, that the kidneys, they advise, they give us advice, counsel, be'eza derech leilich, in which way to go. Obviously, this is a mashal. This is an analogy. This inner organ called the kidneys, just like we have the heart and we have other organs that represent different emotions and different seats of emotion. So the kloyos, the Gra explains, the Vilna Gaon, have to do with etza. So the koyos, the kidneys, they guide and advise the eze derech leilech, in which way to go. Ukeshe bedaber sefasecha. And when it is that your lips, Hashem, speak leilech bederech hayotzer, when I am told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to walk in the straight path, oz gama koyos sa'alozna, then the kidneys will rejoice because of that eitzah, because we have guidance. Because it's like a GPS. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is guiding me. He says, go in the straight path. Oh, then my kidneys, so to say, will rejoice because we have direction now. Now I know where I'm headed. It's to go toward HaKadosh Baruch Hu. For who adas, it's to engage my intellect, to activate my powers of thought, of analysis, to get close to Hashem. Lechein Omar David, and also David HaMelech said in Tehillim Kuf Dalet Aleph, Baruchi nafshi. Look at the word baruchi. What conjugation is it? That's correct. It is command form. It's tivoi. To my soul, which is lashon nekeva. So baruchi. Hey, you, nefesh of mine. Bless. You, my soul, shall bless Hashem. So the Archos Tzadikim says, what is happening in this pasuk? Nafisha ha-nefesh, nimala, because the soul from above, ha-ola l'mala, which ascends upward, meaning we're able to transcend the physical, the mundane, as we cling to Hashem, as these psukim are indicating, uchashi yodas inyan soda, when the neshama, when the nefesh knows the matter of its secret, meaning it's able to identify with and also to link with its source, soda, its secret source, its conduit, he sehav esbora. Then that soul that we have, that nefesh, will love its creator. And will treasure the precepts of Hashem. What did he just say? That sounds very sublime and esoteric. In a nutshell, the way I understand it is, and I think the words indicate it, is that when we allow ourselves to ascend and to go above what pulls us down, then we experience the simcha of joining Hashem, of clinging to him, because our nefesh and our neshama is able to see clearly, and is able to link to its source in Shemaim. And every neshama obviously has a different conduit or a different origin. It's like plugging into an outlet, a spiritually electrical outlet. The chasher tagia hanefesh el hamachitza v'hamala asher hidomalo. And when the soul will reach the partition and the level which is similar to it. By the way, this mystical, almost esoteric paragraph isn't that long, in case it's a little bit spooky. It's on the side of almost Kabbalistic, but this is not a Kabbalistic sefer at all. He's explaining to us that we need to be in touch with our neshamos. We need to realize, I look at my body and I see, yes, I see physicality, material, but I have to realize that is not the main part of me. That is a costume. That is my guise. So when the neshama, the nefesh, will reach, meaning when it will go ahead and ascend to and cling and join and link with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what will happen is that the neshama, the nefesh, will set aside that conduit or that connection in its inner chambers, meaning it will join with, it will connect with its source, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but every neshama has a unique source. Now, shashua is a lesson of amusement or joy, another type of, but it's more like shashua, like David HaMelech said. So Roscha is shashua. It's a lesson of amusement, meaning that type of joy. And the neshama will experience that beautiful feeling of amusement and tranquility in its chambers, meaning when it goes ahead and connects with Hashem and its source in Shemayim. Uvachol eis uvachol rega. And when a person is besimcha, at every moment, at every time, at every second, choshekes ahavaso, the neshama that is allowed to connect to Hashem, when we allow ourselves to go beyond what our Yetzirah tries to pull us down toward, when we transcend, we go above, then in every moment, the neshama is desiring and craving the love of Hashem. V'zacheres osa balayla al yitzuach. This is a mashal, again, like we have find in Shir HaShirim, very similar. The neshama, even at night, lying on one's bed, the person is craving and wanting to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, looking forward to saying Hamapil, and then waking up the next morning and serving Hashem, hopefully bezrizus, with simcha. Oz Hashem Baruch Hu shaleach b'cheshek ha-simcha. So with all that work, then Hashem goes ahead and sends dispatches to the person, the desire of joy, the cheshek, the emotion, the passion, the enthusiasm of joy. V'halev yivar v'yidlak, and the person's heart will be kindled, will burn. Meirov cheshek ka'ava, from the abundance of the desire of that love. We see that simcha and ava, they go very much together. In Shenemar, like it says in Yeshaya Samach Aleph, Pasuk Yod, Sos asis b'Hashem, I will surely rejoice in Hashem, Togel nafshi be'elokai, my soul will celebrate with my God. Remember, Gila is that celebratory joy. Va'ashrei hanefesh hazocha la'osa simcha. Fortunate and happy is a soul that merits such joy. So the Orcha Tzadikim just described a very spiritual type of experience and a sensation where the person who works on the Muna and Bitachon and Simcha will be zocha to reach a level of ecstasy and clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and connecting with Hashem. And that's something, it's a daily work that we have. It's a labor of love, literally, that we can engage in each day through Torah and mitzvos. Ein hashchina shorah el mitoch simcha. Gemara Shabbos Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the Orcha Tzadikim says, if we want to bring the shechina into our lives, into our families and our homes and our communities and into Klal Yisrael, the shechina only dwells in the midst of joy. That means we have to work on ourselves the way we learned in the beginning of today, the way Rabbi Akiva said. We have to learn about it and see the virtues of simcha and the virtues of having an optimistic attitude, a positive attitude, because then we can draw the shechina into our midst. It says, Oz v'chedva b'makomo, and Hashem's place is strength and celebration and joy. Nechol ha-Nevi'im, and all the prophets, lo hayom isnabim, were not having prophecy. They were not saying messages from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and bringing them to Klal Yisrael. Bechol eis sheyirtzu, at any time that they would want to, even if we think sometimes, oh yes, a Navi, a prophet, could always have prophecy, correct? No. They cannot always experience prophecy. It depended on their mood, on their frame of mind. Ella mechavnim. What did the Nevi'im do? What did the prophets do? They would direct their minds. Mechavnim daitam. They would concentrate. It takes concentration. We can't deny that this takes work, but it's a labor of love, literally, to work on our midos. That's what we're here in the world for. The Nevi'im also had to do it. It wasn't a piece of cake to have nevuah, to experience prophecy. Mechavnim daitam. They would direct their minds. They would concentrate. They would have kavana. The Yoshvim, and they would sit, Smeichim, Betove Lev, rejoicing and good-hearted, Umisnadim, and saying their prophecy. They would work on their thought process. They would work on their attitude, their outlook. It wasn't just come to a Navi, his prophecy, his divine inspiration. She'ein ha-nevuah shorah, because prophecy doesn't dwell. Lo mitoch atzlus, not from the midst of laziness. Lo mitoch atzlus, and not from the midst of sadness. No, there's no nevuah when a person is experiencing laziness, nor sadness or depression. There is no nevuah. There's no prophecy. There's no divine holy inspiration. Ela mitoch simcha. It's only from the midst of joy. That means prophets, Nevi'im, they had to work on themselves. It was up and down. We know that already. Lefichach, therefore, what did the Nevi'im do in order to encourage themselves to be the simcha? That's right. B'nei ha-Nevi'im. The students of the prophets and the prophets themselves, Nevi'im Lifneihem, they bring in front of themselves, in front of them, Nevel, lyre, L-Y-R-E, it's a type of musical instrument according to one opinion, the sof, and a tambourine or a drum, the chinor and a harp. They needed musical instruments. And then they would seek prophecy only in the right positive frame of mind, a frame of mind of ecstasy. Kidachsiv, as it's written, Malachim Beis Gimel, Tesvav, Bahoya, and it would be Kenagin Hamanagin. Once the harp player played his harp, Batiolov Yad Hashem, and on the Navi, he was able to have the spirit of Hashem on him, to have that divine intuition and that prophecy. And we know, again, by Miriam Hanaviah, it says, Batikach Miriam Hanaviah, Achos Aaron Esatof Biyadah. Miriam Hanaviah, it says, she had Ha Tof. And one of the Ashronim explains, what do you mean she had the tambourine, the drum, by Kriyas Yamsuf? Yes, because her nevuah was fulfilled, that Klal Yisrael was saved by Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're coming into it tomorrow night, Emir Tashem. Hatov, because the nevios and the nevi'im, they would have musical instruments at hand. And she literally had one with her. And that is the way that she was able to experience nevuah. And we already learned a couple weeks ago, or last week, that in order to stay Oz Yashir, the B'nai Yisrael had to reach a state of simcha, of utter, unadulterated ecstasy, absolute joy and celebration. As we come into Pesach, we have Simchas Yom Tov. We already learned last time, 2 weeks ago, that part of Yom Tov is called Sason. And as the Malbim explained, we have Simonim Hametzainim Es HaSimcha. There are signs that indicate joy. We wear Yom Tov clothing. Pe'er v'kavod, their glorious, dignified clothing. Mishteh v'simcha. We feast and we rejoice. The Malbim said, the lashon of sason, very relevant to Yom Tov. The Or HaChasidim gives us a bracha. Very, very relevant for this moment. Harachaman, the Harachaman, Hashem, the merciful one. Yisimenu. May he place us, all of us, may anche avodaso hasmechim, to be among those people of Hashem's service who are happy, who are joyous, who are celebratory, especially as we enter Yom Tov of Pesach. Mir Tashem, when we continue, Mir Tashem, a week from today, during Chol HaMoed, we're going to learn about benefits of Simcha, practical applications of how we can spread this joy and it can become contagious. In a very positive way. Everyone should have a beautiful Yom Tov of Pesach. Thank you so much for joining us.